slow go this morning. Now, in the backups, though, police with a stalled car right near, before you get to King Street, second lane from the right. So they're there with the flashing lights to protect that vehicle and that person there trying to get past that stretch. So again, that's 395 within the backups near King Street. Heading also onto the Beltway and through Annandale, crash right near Braddock Road. So the busy stretch continues. Georgetown Pike closed between Ellsworth and Walker Road. Repairs from the down utility because of the storms from last week. Same story in Maryland and Laurel. Laurel Bowie Road 197 blocked off between Snowden Pond Road. That's east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Powder Mill Road. So you're being turned around if you work up toward that stretch on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, bunched up between 198 and 197. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking Monday. Nice dry pavement for the commute. And a gusty north breeze around. Plenty of sunshine. It'll stay breezy this afternoon. 49. Some clouds tonight down near 30. Suburbs a bit colder. Tomorrow 48. Showers later in the day and a chance of showers Wednesday. Highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Leesburg, 30 in Waldorf, 31 degrees in Washington. The clock is ticking on gun measures to be taken up by the Florida legislature. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
We don't make films like Call Me By Your Name for money. We make them to upset Mike Pence.
To all the dreamers out there, we stand with you.
Tell the NRA they in God's way. A president that chose with hate. He don't control our fate because God is great.
Now straight white dudes can watch movies starring me, and you relate to that. It's not that hard. I've done it my whole life.
When we came out together, we know some of you were thinking, are the Oscars too black now?
Well, we just want to say, don't worry. There are so many more white people to come to.
Yep, it's the Oscars for you last night, appearing a lot of politics involved. And we spoke to Christian Toto ahead of this. We were trying to make a prediction of whether that would be the case. It certainly was. Christian Toto, film critic, HollywoodandToto.com, and host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, joins us right now. Christian, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So what'd you make of it?
The Oscar producers said that this would be a less political event, and that was right as rain, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, they were about as right as the box office is for any of these films. I mean, I'm always struck by, let's get to the politics in a second, I'm always struck by the fact that there's a huge separation between what American movie consumers actually watch and what the Oscars actually awards.
Yeah, and that's been a problem for years now. There were a couple of films that did break through, including Get Out and Dunkirk, as far as the Best Picture nominees. But yeah, a lot of these films didn't get a ton of attention at the movie theaters. But I have to say, I'm still kind of trying to process last night's show. It was almost anti-entertainment. I mean, it was way over 3 hours, lots of dead comedy bits, a woke affair to the nth degree. It was everything you didn't want the show to be, in a sense.
You know, there was also some of the pre-parties that banned the media, and because they banned the media, you had a lot of the stars, who, you know, some nominees who didn't bother showing up to these parties. There almost seemed to be an air of just almost depression. It didn't seem very celebratory. Have they finally jumped the shark and taken these things from a celebration to just a funeral procession?
It did feel like a jump-the-shark moment, and that it was almost like there was no attempt at realizing, hey, there are millions of viewers out there who maybe don't align with your politics or just want to celebrate the joy of movies. And I feel like joke after joke, bit after bit, event after event, it didn't really reach out to the audience. It was all directed squarely at the people in the theater, and I understand that to an extent. It's their night. But it is the biggest commercial for Hollywood that we have. Yep. And if you're going to make a show like that, you're essentially wasting 3 hours and 38 or whatever the heck minutes it was to pat yourself in the back, to send out lectures, and to not entertain. I mean, at the end of the day, it wasn't enjoyable by any stretch.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the point here, because Hollywood for years has succeeded in being sort of glamorous, amusing, entertaining. I mean, this is show business. It's quite literally meant to be a distraction from sort of the rigors of life. You get to sort of escape into worlds that some people just can only imagine, and that's what Hollywood has done, even in its award shows. Yet over the last decade or so, and certainly this year, it feels like it descended more into sanctimony and misery, and basically has ripped the veil off this notion that it's sort of an entertaining night, and that can't be good for the long-term health of Hollywood.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, around mid-show, Jimmy Kimmel did this, let's thank the movie-going public because you make it all possible. I'm thinking, you spent the entire night mocking half of that movie-going public and lecturing, and instead of focusing on your job, you made this a soapbox event. I mean, didn't they see the contrast there, the hypocrisy of, hey, we're going to jam certain messages down your throat, we're going to insult audiences, but hey, come see our movies and thanks for doing that, because that's really special.
Right, and there's a huge degree of hypocrisy here, too, because Hollywood has troubles of its own. I mean, internally, these are problems that they're working out. This sexual harassment, sexual assault stuff, it's more pronounced, it seems like, in Hollywood than literally any other industry, yet we're getting lectures from that stage that's directed at an audience of millions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad that the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke, and I do think less and less of that will happen. But I'm pretty sure it's still happening, and to some extent, I don't think those kind of issues go away overnight. And to be thumping your chest over, you know, let's call out the predators of the world when you've been being silent for decades. I mean, I just, you know, when the scandal first broke, I thought, well, how are the Oscars going to go? Because the Oscars are always lecturing us. Given this news that how widespread it was and how many people knew but didn't say anything, there's no way that the Oscar ceremony in a few months will be as sort of filled with politics and lectures as it's been. It's just impossible, I thought at the time. No, it was possible because we saw it last night.
They've turned their own problems against us. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's the self-awareness that's problematic in some of the media as far as the news coverage. It was all over the place last night. And, you know, the bigger problem with the show is that it was too long. And also, there weren't any really great moments. There were no killer jokes from Jimmy Kimmel. The Star Wars, the several actors from the Star Wars franchise came out to give out in a couple of awards. The banter was so bad, so stiff, so awkward, so anti-funny that I thought, well, this is the biggest night of the year for Hollywood. They couldn't give Mark Hamill a good line or two? That's a crime of some sort.
Well, he's used to that, by the way.
Let's talk about the awards themselves. Were there any surprises at all? Because from what I saw, these were all, everything pretty much played out the way everybody thought it was going to play out. No surprises.
You know, there were very few. Because there were so many award shows prior to the event, we knew pretty much who would win. And I think most of the predictions were right. I will say, you know, there was a brief shout-out to U.S. military veterans with Wes Studi, who was a veteran himself, announcing the montage of clips. That was certainly fine. I can't say that's bad by any stretch. And also, it was unexpected. But other than that, yeah, I mean, you knew it would be woke. You didn't think it'd be that woke. You knew it would be predictable. You didn't expect it to be that predictable. So as far as surprises go, boy, that's the only one that jumps to my mind.
When we talked last week about awards, I had questions about whether or not this would be aimed at just celebrating message films. Having now seen all of the winners, what was your impression of how these winners were selected?
Well, you know, I think message-wise, it could have been more pronounced. You know, Call Me By Your Name won a screenplay award, but I don't think it won any of the major awards at this point. And, you know, Get Out won for best screenplay as well. It's adapted versus original. But it didn't win much more than that. So, I mean, that's a movie about racism in America. The latter is a gay romance. I think the voters could have gotten more sort of putting your thumb down on the scale to make certain issues more prominent, but they didn't. But the shows and the movies and the things that won were based on those past award presentations. We knew Frances McDormand was the favorite because she's won a lot before, you know, exactly the way it was.
Amazing stuff to see and hear all that. And we'll share with you in a moment some of those wild moments from the Oscars, not in the way that they intended, but certainly the extent to which much of Hollywood going after America throughout this show. I don't know if it exactly works. Christian Toto, thanks for giving us your breakdown, sir.
My pleasure.
8:15 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. We're trying to get you there, but we're kind of complicated right now over near the U.S. Capitol on Constitution Avenue between 1st and 2nd Street Northeast. It looks like they're stopping traffic there. Watch for police direction with the police activity. Independence Avenue, though, open through that stretch. So coming off of 14th Street and over near 395, they're okay on Independence, but it's Constitution with the detour. 395, the broken down right here. King Street after Duke is now to the right shoulder, but that was within the backups that begin out of Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge, so still quite the heavy commute. Same story on the inner loop as you push through Annandale. Had one fender bender near the Braddock, near the exit for Braddock Road to watch for. George Washington Parkway, solid lineup southbound near the overlooks down to the bridges. Northbound, the crash in McLean prior to the Beltway, so still a bit of activity there slowing that ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, sunny today, breezy, high of 49 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning with increasing clouds and periods of showers later in the day and a high of 48. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 33 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. All right, so we were talking about the Oscars with Christian Toto a moment ago, but I want to share with you some of the audio from this last night because Jimmy Kimmel hosting it. You recall a year prior, Warren Beatty read the wrong name off of an envelope for Best Picture, and that just created a whole bunch of chaos. Jimmy Kimmel citing and reminding people about that incident this year.
I do want to mention, this year, when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Just give us a minute. We don't want another thing.
Yeah, easy. They might screw it up. But there were no screw-ups last night when they came to the actual announcements. Here's more with Jimmy Kimmel and talking about all of the various nominees this year in his opening monologue.
Over the course of this evening, I hope you will listen to many brave and outspoken supporters of movements like Me Too and Time's Up and Never Again, because what they're doing is important. Things are changing for the better. They're making sure of that. It is positive change. This is a night for positivity, and our plan is to shine a light on a group of outstanding and inspiring films, each and every one of which got crushed by Black Panther this weekend. That's okay. The success of Black Panther is one of many positive stories this year, especially for African Americans and Bob Iger. Black Panther and Wonder Woman were massive hits, which is almost miraculous because I remember a time when the major studios didn't believe a woman or a minority could open a superhero movie. And the reason I remember that time is because it was March of last year.
I'm just not following him. There's so many lead roles that are dominated by women and minorities now that it doesn't even begin to reflect what we're seeing in 2018.
I thought the beginning of that was funny, though. It was cute. They were, you know, all these great movies, and they were all crushed by Black Panther.
I like that part.
That was funny. It was
cute.
I'm
for it. Yeah, Black Panther's still doing very well. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel taking, you know, the expected shots at all sorts of people, including Fox News.
I'm hopeful that things will go smoothly tonight. We can't ruin this one. This is a special year. This is a big one. These are the 90th Academy Awards. This is history happening right here. Our friend Oscar is 90 years old tonight, which means he's probably at home right now watching Fox News.
And then Jimmy Kimmel, let's go to cut 29. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel goes, mentions the movie Call Me By Your Name, which involves a gay relationship, and uses that, of course, as a political cudgel. Listen.
Another exceptionally gifted young actor who is nominated for the first time is Timothy Chalamet.
Young guy.
He looks very dashing tonight. Wow, look at that tux. Are you having fun, Timothy? This is a big deal. Timothy is missing Paw Patrol to be here tonight. Don't worry, Ryder and his team of pups saved the day, so. Timothy is the star of a small but powerful story called Call Me By Your Name, which did not make a lot of money. In fact, of the 9 Best Picture nominees, only 2 of them made more than $100 million. But that's not the point. We don't make films like Call Me By Your Name for money. We make them to upset Mike Pence.
Right? It's kind of amazing. I mean, there was some brushing back of Hollywood, but very little. Most of it was directed at, you know, Republicans, conservatives, you know, people that you'd expect would actually maybe watch some of these movies. You'd hope.
This is what I don't understand about Hollywood and a lot of different groups, is that they come full circle and they wind up cannibalizing their own. That joke about Mike Pence, if they hadn't been constantly pounding and pounding and pounding since President Trump announced that he was going to run for president, mm-hmm. that would have been a funny line.
Yeah.
That would have been a ha-ha line. But because they are constantly pounding it and overdoing it, it's not funny now. People have had enough. And you're right. When you said they're attacking America, they did, you know, because they just can't. But they truly believe that anyone who voted for Trump, for the Trump-Pence ticket, is a redneck or a moron or just somehow less than. They're deficient in some way, shape, or form. And they've made that very clear to America. How's Hollywood doing? Well, oh, wait, their box office numbers are awful. They're tanking. If it weren't for Black Panther, Hollywood probably would have done horribly.
It's interesting that in a show like that, where you would presumably have millions of people watching, and we're going to wait for the ratings, of course, and we'll find out what they are very soon on that show. But presumably millions of people watching, which audience should Jimmy Kimmel and the people who are there be playing for? The audience in the room or the audience watching at home? And the key is, with each of these events, it seems like they're playing merely for the audience in the room. They know what's going to get applause and laughs in there. But meanwhile, damaging the industry, because fewer and fewer people want a piece of that. We'll talk about that more in a second. 822 on WMIL.
Use the home equity in your home to pay off credit card debt and save money. Learn more at cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? It's very difficult. You post to job boards, hope you're going to find the right person for your job, but think about that. You know, how often do you personally check job boards? For most people, it's a pretty occasional thing, but there is a place where people do go daily, and they grow professionally and explore job opportunities there. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce already there. It's called LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn. It's the world's largest professional network, but it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and a whole lot more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, that means businesses will rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. And they sort them out by quality, which you gotta love. No more throwing out those resumes. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's gonna find that role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Hire somebody. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. We'll start Maryland, Jessup, 175, very slow near Dorsey Run Road, heading over toward the BW Parkway with the incident. Now beyond that, as you push into Laurel, we still have the closure, 197, Laurel Bowie Road between Snowden Pond Road and Powder Mill Road. That's closed for repairs from the storm damage. Also still closed with storm damage repairs, Georgetown Pike near Walker Road, Swinks Mill Road, south of the Georgetown Pike. We have signal lights on flash. K Street at 19th Street. Now, everyone who travels K Street knows that is busy. So trying to get through that intersection a little bit complicated at K and 19th. Also, Pennsylvania Avenue coming inbound at Minnesota Avenue had problems with those signal lights. Now, over near the Capitol, police activity closing a stretch of a block of Constitution Avenue between 1st and 2nd Streets northeast. Independence Avenue is open. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 800-616-KNEE. Learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve for pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-616-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad looking Monday. Plenty of clear sky. Sunshine dominant today, 49. Overnight tonight, 30 in town. Suburbs a bit colder. Showers later tomorrow up near 48. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees in the nation's capital, 826 on WMAL. Let's talk more about these Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel hosting this thing. And a whole bunch of shots at President Trump, Mike Pence. I mean, we expected some, but remember, we were saying before, this was expected to be a light political affair. Not too much politics involved. It would just be, occasionally, it might come up somewhere. Oh, here it is coming up again.
The last 2 years have taught us anything. It's that reality can be depressing. But tonight's nominated documentary show us that where there is darkness, there is also hope, except at the White House. Hope quit on Wednesday.
The last 2 years of darkness. Darkness. There really are two Americas, aren't there? Like, just in terms of the way people view the world, Hollywood is just like, this is darkness. This is fascism. We can't survive in this country. They sound like they're on the verge of revolution. Darkness?
Is it really that bad? Yes, it is. But I've been saying this forever and ever, and people maybe are finally starting to see it, that the left sucks the fun out of every event, like the way the sump pumps in my basement suck the water out of it during storms like this. They're still going. It's crazy. They just, everything is a problem. Everything's an issue. And those of us on the outside looking in,
yep,
are looking at this going, you're a bunch of hypocrites. For instance, they had orange pins on their lapels,
yeah,
on the red carpet to support gun control and Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety to show their support for gun control. In the meantime,
there was
a wall, a literal wall of 500 armed officers protecting them.
Well, they are actors. 828 on WMAL.
Decision makers. Let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
There's a lot going on around the world, including in West Virginia and Italy. We'll tell you about all of it in a moment. 830 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A new poll out this morning gives Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart the lead among the five Republicans running for U.S. Senate in Virginia this year. But that Christopher Newport University poll also finds that two out of three Virginia Republicans have not yet made up their minds about who to back in the June primary. Thousands remain without power across our area this morning. At this hour, Dominion Energy reports it still has about 18,000 out. Pepco has about 2,000 customers still in the dark. BGE, 30,000. Novak, about 1,300. Starting today, there's a change in where you catch an Uber or Lyft ride at Reagan National Airport.
We're going to temporarily move all Uber and Lyft pickups to the upper level from the lower level of where they now operate.
Airport spokesman Rob Yingling says the move is part of a months-long construction project at DCA. The big awards at the Oscars last night were spread out pretty evenly.
The Shape of Water took Best Picture and its director, Guillermo del Toro, Best Director. Darkest Hour's Gary Oldman took the Best Actor honor.
An unforgettable experience and a highlight of my career.
Frances McDormand was picked as Best Actress for her work in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Correspondent Jim Roop. It's March 5th, and the DACA deadline is here, but it's moot.
The administration has to keep accepting DACA renewal applications due to a court decision. But that doesn't mean dreamers like Victor Arrives are sleeping any easier.
Our parents came in here with permission, and then we just overstayed. So we didn't cause any harm, we didn't threaten anybody. So we just came here in search for a better future, and that was it.
White House officials say deporting dreamers without protections is not a priority, and Defense Secretary James Mattis says DACA recipients in the military are safe. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,538, the Nasdaq at 7,258. Sports sponsored by Spot Hero. The Wizards dropped their third straight, losing to Indiana. College basketball, the Maryland women fall short of the Big Ten championship game and lose to Ohio State. Exhibition baseball, two wins for the Nats, a win for the O's. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9. On FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There is a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code NEW. That's promo code NEW.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some difficult areas this morning, Bill. George Washington Parkway continues to be jammed with the crash. Trying to get through McLean, northbound GW Parkway prior to the Beltway. Now southbound, have a heavy rush hour back near 123 down to the bridges. Near the overlooks, new incident reported in the backups. If you're bailing out of the GW Parkway and taking 123 Chain Bridge Road, that's solid down to the Chain Bridge. Now for 395, incident after Duke Street, that's been over to the shoulder, but still out of Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge, and also leaving 95 and pushing in toward Annandale, heavy volume. 66, it's been about the stop and go Manassas, Centerville, and then off and on up toward Nutley Street and eventually up toward the Beltway. Still closed. We've had a lot of storm damage. The Georgetown Pike is shut down each direction between Ellsworth Avenue and Walker Road, Swinks Mill Road, south of the Georgetown Pike. That's still closed as well as crews continue to do repairs. Northwest, let's start on 14th Street, north of Military Road. On 14th Street at Sheridan Street for an incident. If you're taking 16th Street and you're coming out of Silver Spring past Alaska Avenue down to Military, 16th Street definitely works. Constitution Avenue eastbound between 1st and 2nd Street northeast over near the Capitol. Police activity closing the eastbound side of Constitution Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Monday. Lots of sun at about 49 with a gusty northwest breeze at times. Overnight tonight will fall back to near 30 degrees. Tomorrow, some late day showers, 48, and we could see some showers on Wednesday and chilly temperatures in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Haymarket, 33 in La Plata, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Virginia, the kids are still not back at school. Teachers there have been on strike since February 22nd. So it's going into another week of teacher strikes. So here's what happened. The Governor Jim Justice, last month signed a 2% raise for the next year. Now, the teachers in West Virginia have been going for 4 years with no raise. Mm-hmm. And So 2% raise was not enough for them. They want 5. It would take place next year, which would basically give them 1% per year over the 5 years that they didn't have a raise, if you count this year. So the governor said 2% raise for the next year. They said no mas, and they went on strike. Well, on Saturday, the West Virginia State Senate tried to vote to give the teachers a smaller hike than negotiated, 4%. And that's what they thought they were voting on. And they accidentally voted on a bill to give them 5%, and they passed it accidentally.
I love when you accidentally vote on a bill. It's like crazy. It's like, what's going on in West Virginia? They're trying to end this thing, and they accidentally vote on a pay raise that they don't actually agree on?
Yes. It was a Saturday. They might have been tired.
It's true.
And you say, it's just 1% difference, 4% versus 5%. Well, that's a $17 million difference.
Right.
So the Republicans said, we made a mistake here. So then they began working to repeal the law and instead pass a 4% raise for teachers. Mm-hmm. So the teachers said, no, if we don't get 5%, we're staying out on strike. So the strike is continuing. So that's where we are right now. They thought something might have happened yesterday. Nothing happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So House members would not agree to the Senate's move. The two bills now have to be reconciled by a conference committee.
I want to say my favorite, but I feel like that's the wrong term here. But one of the more fascinating moments in all of this was when Jim Justice, the governor, who, remember, became a Republican while with Donald Trump on stage, announced that he was switching parties from Democrat to Republican last year. He held an assembly last week in which he said that don't, he comes into the room, steps up to the microphone and looks at all the teachers who are sitting inside this gymnasium and says, all right, now don't shoot me. Dude, you're standing in a school. Like, Parkland was like a week prior. What are you talking about? Don't shoot me. But then a teacher yelled, no promises. So things are just, the gloves are off in West Virginia, and the teachers really want, obviously, that pay raise. And they've convinced the governor to get on board. He's on board with a 5% raise. I think what's left is arguments about health care and, naturally, also the Senate and the House not agreeing on that single percentage point. So it moves into a conference committee situation now where they've got, what, 6 lawmakers, 4 Republicans, and 2 Democrats together from both the Senate and the House and the state to figure out whether or not they're going to do this and how they're going to actually get it done.
Yeah. And I went online because the AP is saying that pay starts for West Virginia teachers at about $33,000 a year, which is lower than the surrounding states.
Mm-hmm.
So I went online and I looked this up and I found salary.com, what teacher portal about West Virginia teacher salary. And also teach.com.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the average across the state of West Virginia, the average teacher's salary is $45,622. Their salary state rank is 47. So they are near the bottom. Absolutely near the bottom. But I think we have to take into account when we talk about, oh, well, we're near the bottom. Well, what's the cost of living in your state, too? You know, obviously, it costs more to live in Washington, D.C. or in Maryland. So you would expect that people who are employed by the public are going to get paid more because they have to live in those areas.
Right.
The one thing I think that's wonderful about West Virginia schools is the student-teacher ratio is 14.4. to one. So teachers on average have about 14 kids in the classroom. That's fantastic, I think, for learning and for both teachers and students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on salary.com, and you can look it up yourself, it's very easy to find, they give you several different West Virginia school districts. So I just took Huntington, West Virginia, and I looked at it. And here's the median compensation, all right, for in that area. Is $48,500 for the base salary. Now, their benefits value brings it up to $70,070.
Huh.
So for healthcare, they're getting about almost $6,600
right.
in benefits.
Right.
Pensions over $3,000. Time off is $6,000. 401k, $1,700. Disability. So there are other things that raise the value of their compensation to $70,000. Now, I know we all get benefits. Everybody gets different benefits. But I know healthcare is a thing for them. Well, $6,500, $6,600, that's pretty nice.
Right. But we had, I mean, who is it? We were talking to Russ in West Virginia earlier, and he was talking about, hey, well, the teachers unions, they all supported Obamacare, and now they're complaining about healthcare costs exploding. So who made this bed exactly? Because I don't know. I mean, like, I know a ton of people, myself included. Obamacare changed my life for the worse.
Yep.
I'm spending a lot more money for a lot less coverage. And that has to be true of people all over the country. And so if you're a teacher who's concerned about healthcare costs exploding and you're in West Virginia and you were part of a union structure that actually supported the passage of Obamacare, did that work out for you economically?
Yeah, listen, $6,500 in healthcare benefits, my deductible is $6,000. I'll take it.
It's amazing stuff. Well, West Virginia grappling with this. We'll see if they can end this impasse. I believe this is day 8 today, 8:44 on WMIL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I have to tell you about my friends at Thompson Creek. Thompson Creek Window Company helps you get more for your money because they do it all. They design, they build, and they install replacement windows so you don't pay the middleman markup. You buy factory direct right from the Thompson Creek factory right here locally, so it means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek No Hassle Warranty and Buyer Protection Guarantee. That protects you up to 50 years. years. With Thompson Creek, you get four decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job's going to be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices, no middleman markup. And now you can save even more during their biggest sale of the year with $25 off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hedin Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning still, Vince. Let's start over near the Capitol. We have some closures. Constitution Avenue between 1st and 2nd Street Northeast with police activity. 2nd Street, a portion of that's closed, but Independence, they have that open. But do watch for a police direction and a couple detours through there, please. 395 off the Beltway, still heavy. To and across the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway, you missed it. I'm talking about this longstanding crash heading through McLean northbound GW Parkway prior to the Beltway, and that's what's giving us these intense delays as you push north of the overlooks off and on up toward that point. Southbound, very slow overlooks down toward the bridges. Still heavy with the rush hour at Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, and all getting into Georgetown. Flashing lights, Connecticut Avenue, Nebraska Avenue, Hay Street, and 19th with the lights on flash. We've had a number of problems still because of the power issues and cleanup from the storms. Georgetown Pike closed between Walker Road and Ellsworth Avenue, and Laurel Bowie Road, just east of the BW Parkway over toward Powder Mill Road. That's still detoured with cleanup crews as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good push now. Sunshine, we'll watch it walk right across the skies. We head on through today. Good-looking Monday. Lots of sun at about 49 with a gusty northwest breeze at times. Overnight tonight, we'll fall back to near 30 degrees. And the 20s will be around out in the suburbs. Tomorrow, some late-day showers, 48. And we could see some showers on Wednesday and chilly temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
All right, so a couple things going on in the world internationally, and we talk about populist movements globally, and one of them has basically succeeded big time in Italy on Sunday's elections. They don't have a clear majority, but the right-wing coalition is now looks like it's going to control about 37% of the government there. After votes last night, including the anti-immigrant League Party and also the populist Five Star Movement, it was a big sign in Italy that many of the voters are joining the ranks of the people who are concerned about immigration in the country, which flows in via Africa, the Middle East, in Asia, you know, all up into Italy. And they're also concerned about the Eurozone. You'll remember Italy was one of the founding members of the EU, and they, you know, are increasing in power there in the country are people we call Euroskeptics, people both skeptical of the zone, but specifically of the currency, and getting ready for the notion that they can move forward into a future where they're not using the euro anymore, and they go back to their own currency. So this was a big movement yesterday that kind of took place in Italy. Meanwhile, the liberals occupying about 23% of the government, nobody with a clear majority, but the plurality going to the conservative bloc. And now what happens is the government is going to engage in some negotiations about how governance actually takes place. But interesting telltale signs going on in Italy, and they may not be alone. I mean, you see this sort of populist nationalism sort of taking hold in each country as more and more countries are sort of preaching the message of sovereignty and looking at taking care of their own citizens first.
Yeah, and we don't learn. You know, the left always wants us to be just like every other. You're just like Europe when it comes to healthcare and when it comes to other things. We should be just like Europe when it comes to immigration. They have open borders. But then when you see Europe switch, and Europe seems to learn their lessons far quicker than we do. And we don't learn our lessons by watching other people people make mistakes. It's a problem we have as a country. At least the left doesn't. I don't think that they look at Europe and they only see what they want to see. They don't see the bad things that are going on, for instance, in Sweden, in England, in France, in Germany, in these countries where they've had open borders, unfettered immigration, no background checks, and now they've got a lot of problems, and they've got to pay for these people. It's a whole host of problems, and we don't look at that and learn. So,
and this is not, and Italy is not the only place that's experiencing this, as you're talking about in Europe, all over the place, because sort of the open border appetite has led to some real problems. There was a piece in the New York Times over the weekend: hand grenades and gang violence rattle Sweden's middle class. Remember all the joking about Donald Trump, you know, claiming that there was violence from immigration in Sweden. Everyone kind of giving him grief about that last year. The New York Times joining the chorus and pointing out a story of a man, a 63-year-old man, on his bicycle pedaling home behind his wife, stoops down to pick something up off the ground. He doesn't know what it is. It's a hand grenade. He dies. It explodes. It's part of the immigration and gang violence rocking Sweden. New York Times on that story. You should check it out. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's no such thing as a perfect medication or treatment for a disease. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Cardiovascular disease and cancer are far and away the leading cause of death in this country. They share some of the same risk factors, too, including age and obesity. A new scientific statement from the American Heart Association says some treatments for breast cancer can actually increase a woman's risk of heart disease. Specifically, the statement says that for older women, cardiovascular disease poses a greater mortality threat than breast cancer itself. No one is saying you shouldn't go ahead and pursue treatment for breast cancer, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. And the sooner you do that, the better. This is just one more thing to be aware of, that it's important for women undergoing breast cancer treatment to pay extra attention to their hearts. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Napa Know How.
Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules are up to $10 off a pair. They provide some of the best nighttime illumination of any headlamp. And if you can't see how good of a deal that is, then it's time you did something to clear up that view. Like getting Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules for up to $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, unfortunately a late rush hour for many. We're still busy. Let's start first, 50 Maryland commuters as you head toward Freeway Airport for the crash. It looks like mostly confined to the left shoulder. Looks like you are able to use that left lane now, but you still see a police car flashing lights. So in on 50 toward Freeway Airport, bogged down. Once you get past that, you're good to the Beltway. Beltway, though, still slows near 202 heading in toward New Carrollton, bunched up topside through Silver Spring, Interloop, and out of Bethesda as well. Now, on 197, just off of the BW Parkway, that is still detoured over toward Powder Mill Road. Repairs from the storm damage with wires that were down. Also heavy getting down to the exit for 197 puts the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in a big delay. George Washington Parkway and McLean, northbound crash was near the Beltway. In the district over near the Capitol, Constitution Avenue near 1st and 2nd, between those two points, closed, and the lights at 8 on K Street 19th were on flash. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea invention. Get started kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad looking Monday. Plenty of clear sky. Sunshine dominant today, 49. Overnight tonight, 30 in town. Suburbs a bit colder. Showers later tomorrow up near 48. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and boy, do I recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking down there in your carpets. Trust me, a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, even upholstery. And listen to this great offer just for WMAL listeners. This is going to help you get your spring cleaning started. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Zero Res is also offering special discounts on any pet odor treatment. So call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Isn't 2018 the year to finally have LASIK? You can now have your reading vision corrected also with the Raindrop procedure. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more Raindrop procedures than any surgeon in the country. He's now been named a Raindrop Center of Excellence. Already had LASIK or cataract surgery? That's okay. You can still have Raindrop to correct your reading vision. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten and Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
Go troubles down the drain.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2018 with everything you need to hit the water. March 9th through the 11th, shop special show pricing on boats from 10 to 40 feet, ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now is the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 9th through the 11th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Larry Kudlow will be with us tomorrow. Also, the president taking on a whole bunch of issues this week. Tariffs and maybe even video games. He's planning on having a summit on that issue.
That'll be interesting. A lot of people are blaming video games for the violence in our schools.
Hearing a lot of that. Chris Plant's in the house today. Chris, what's coming up, sir?
Oh, nothing. You know, I just figured we'd play poker the usual stuff. President Trump and Mexico and tariffs and steel and the Oscars. I actually watched them.
Whoa.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The iconic Potomac Mills sign along I-95 has been taken down after being damaged in the windstorm last week. The tilting sign had forced authorities to close southbound lanes of I-95 over the weekend out of fear the sign would fall into the road. Well, this is another day without electricity for thousands across the Washington area. At this hour, Dominion Energy reports it still has about 18,000 customers out, and the utility says it expects to have everyone back online by tomorrow night at 11. Pepco has about 2,600 customers still out, BGE about 30,000, Novec about 1,100. So what do you do if the house you're just about to buy has a tree fall on it?
Last week's strong wind sent a massive oak tree on top of a house in Oakton, crushing the master bedroom and pulling the dining room wall away from the foundation.
It's going to cause hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to the property and require probably months to rebuild.
Eric Stewart, host of Pointing You Home, heard Sundays at 8 a.m. on WMAL, says the question is whether they can close the transaction.
With funds, would the bank allow the buyer to close on this, do the renovations on the property as their own after the seller lets the property transfer to them?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two out of three Virginia Republicans still don't know who they would like the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate to be. That's according to a new poll out this morning by Christopher Newport University. Corey Stewart leads the field with 16% of potential GOP primary voters. Pastor E.W. Jackson has 7%. State Delegate Nick Freitas, 6%. The primary is coming up June 12th. Aides to President Trump aren't sure how far he'll go with the promised 25% tariffs on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum. The policy is expected to be announced this week.
Last night, the president threw cold water on his commerce secretaries, indicating Mr. Trump might allow some exemptions to the steel and aluminum tariffs, tweeting, "Our friends and enemies have taken advantage of the U.S. for many years. Our steel and aluminum industries are dead. Sorry, it's time for a change." But this morning, the president seems to be aware that metals from neighboring nations, not China, will be affected the most, along with the U.S. industries that buy those imported materials. Quote, "Tariffs on steel and aluminum will only come off if new and fair NAFTA agreement is signed," end quote. Canada and Mexico are the top suppliers for steel coming into the United States. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Shape of Water was the big winner at the Academy Awards last night, but hashtag me too was what everyone was talking about.
From the start, Jimmy Kimmel got right into it.
Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, and there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word.
It got a lot more serious, especially when Ashley Judd, Salma Hayek, and Annabella Ciara, three women who came out about abuse at the hands of Harvey Weinstein, took the stage.
This year, many spoke their truth, and the journey ahead is long, but slowly a new path has emerged.
Backstage at the Oscars, Jim Roop, Hollywood.
Distribution starts today of the more than $30 million raised to help victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. A GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the victims last October will pay $275,000 each to families of the 58 people killed. The Las Vegas Victims Fund says it'll also pay that amount to 10 other people who were paralyzed or suffered permanent brain damage. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,538, the Nasdaq at 7,258. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon
Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, for several years, you've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. You know, an unsightly smile or poor dental health can be holding you back from opportunities that you haven't even imagined. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating through your body. With 25 years of experience, Dr. Miles can change it all in just one or two visits with sedation dentistry. Whatever your needs are, Dr. Miles can create the incredible results you want, that you deserve, to last for years without passing judgment. Stop procrastinating and get your mouth healthy and looking amazing again. For the first 30 callers, your exam and x-rays are half off, a saving of over $200. So join the hundreds of others who have made a commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go on the web to smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
905 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395, hang on here. The crash still active here along the left side. Northbound 395 as you come through Landmark, stay to the right to get by. That's why we have delays off of 95 leaving Springfield. On the Beltway, still below speed most of the way from 95 as you push through the Tysons area. George Washington Parkway southbound near the overlooks down to the bridges, heavy in the rock.